Just over a year ago, Tallahassee was clearing up the damage after Hurricane Hermine. That was a Category 1 storm. And now, local officials are prepping for a massive Category 5 hurricane bearing down on the state. I'm Nick Evans. When Hermine blew through Tallahassee, its 75 to 80 mile per hour winds felled trees and knocked out power for days. At last check, Hurricane Irma's top winds are clocking in about 100 miles per hour faster. Here's Mayor Andrew Gillum.
As many of you all know, earlier today, Hurricane Irma was upgraded to a Category 5 storm with sustained winds of 180 miles per hour, which makes Irma one of the most powerful storms in recorded history.
Florida Governor Rick Scott has already declared a state of emergency in all 67 counties, and he's urging the president to take similar preemptive steps. John Daly, chair of the Leon County Commission, declared a local state of emergency Tuesday afternoon as well.
Now, what exactly does that mean? That allows that our governments locally can be more nimble in preparation for the storm to come. We still have more information that we need to know about the path of the storm, but it's important for us to plan accordingly and to be prepared.
Officials say they've learned from Hermine, and they have new plans in place to improve response, as well as communication about that response. Power outages were probably the biggest complaint last year. City Manager Rick Fernandez says the utility will employ what he calls a circuit-based approach to get power back online if the lights go out.
What it does give us the ability to do is have multiple crews working on the same line. So you will have more assets dedicated to it, so everybody will come on a lot earlier than before.
Also, a highly specific electrical outage map has been scrapped for a more general model. During Hermine, many criticized the previous map for inaccuracies and its inability to keep up with traffic. The city is also rolling out a map showing which circuits utility crews are restoring. Sandbag locations should open later today, and if necessary, instead of ad hoc locations for water and ice distribution, the city plans to use its fire stations. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.